This is Scott Starks with Georgetown Collision, serving Georgetown, Westlake, and Austin. 512-212-4991. In Texas, you have the right to choose any repair facility you want. Choose Georgetown Collision. Your insurance company will steer you to one of their network shops. Why? Because the network shops work for the insurance companies. At Georgetown Collision Center, we work for you. The network shops offer discounts to the insurance companies and often use cheap aftermarket parts in return for referrals. At Georgetown Collision, our number one priority is your safety and the quality of the repair, which is why we only use OEM parts on your vehicle. We offer a written lifetime warranty on all repairs, and we have a free concierge drop-off and pickup service in Georgetown, Westlake, Austin, and all surrounding areas. Call 512-212-4991 and tell us you heard us on iHeart, and I will waive your deductible. That's right, I will waive your deductible.
Did you say you'll waive my deductible?
Woo! I will waive your deductible. 512-212-4991.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Those of you who are children of the 80s, Reagan babies, in other words. You might remember the dynamic that we all grew up under, Gen X. It was the United States versus the Soviet Union. It actually dominated the 1980s as far as a theme. Everybody was afraid of the nuclear holocaust. The Rocky movies. I mean, I remember one of the Rocky movies, it was Stallone versus the Russian. Remember? That was the big dynamic back there in the late half of the 20th century. And I can remember as a kid, I was so freaked out about the possibility of nuclear annihilation facing the USSR that I was out in San Diego and we lived in a community called Poway. And that Poway community was just up the road, I would say, to the north and to the, I guess that'd be east, north and to the east of the Miramar Naval Air Station. And so the glide path for a lot of these jets as they were coming in to Miramar was right over Poway. So I would be lying in bed at night, and I remember hearing some of those jets roaring, and I was convinced those are the nuclear missiles that were bearing down from the Soviet Union, just going to blow us all up, annihilate us. I remember losing sleep over this when I was a kid. So that was the era in which we came up, and it was the time that I learned to hate communism, and that stuck with me to this day. I am repulsed by communism. It is a disgusting, disgraceful excuse for an economic system, which the political system that devolves from that is equally sadistic and equally inhuman. The Soviet Union fell under the pressure of Ronald Reagan's robust economy and spending on military defense that they couldn't keep up. And now we have a dynamic where, unlike the Soviet Union, the United States is actually financing the communists that we are now up against. We're financing communist China with every product we buy from them. It is exactly what's wrong with this dynamic. The stronger our economy gets, the more money that goes over to communist China for them to fund their unprecedented military buildup. Every single dollar we give to China, they use to make a bullet or a missile to fire at us and kill us later. And our elected leaders have either been unwilling to decouple or are making too much money and are not intelligent enough to understand that we are basically sowing the seeds of our own destruction by allowing this dynamic between the People's Republic of China and the United States to continue. We must decouple for our own preservation. We can no longer afford. Our future depends on it. And I think there's no greater illustration of how dangerous this continued liaison with Communist China is than what's going on right now with this uprising they're dealing with over there. Of course, you may all have heard Communist China is locking down because of China virus cases, the China virus they so lovingly bestowed upon the planet. And one of the most atrocious subhuman actions they've taken is they locked their own people inside of their homes. From the outside, one of these buildings killed a whole bunch of people because it caught on fire. And instead of letting these people out, the communist Chinese, because they don't value human life, because they're communists, they're anti-religious, no prompting of the conscience communists, they allowed those people to burn alive. And that's what started this, that lit this powder keg of dissatisfaction with communism over in communist China. Another way to look at this, folks, is frankly, the only shot, the only shot that the United States has of survival is if China falls, because we don't have elected leaders right now here in this country that are willing to do what it takes to defend this country. Whether it be from Mitch McConnell to Beijing Biden to Chuck Toomer and to Nancy Pelosi, who's on her way out. So it's going to be this Hakeem Jeffries election denier dude. None of them are equipped or, from my perspective, inclined to protect this nation from communist China. So what are some of the consequences? What is the reality on the ground there in China, and what can we learn from it? We'll talk with Gordon Chang, an expert on communist China, coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Genital mutilation is happening to Texas kids. These abusive medical practices are being pushed by the radical woke leftists in our state. You can go to TexasScorecard.com to learn more and get real news for real Texans.
The preservation of the Constitution is key. And the reason why it is key is because it protects our freedom, our liberty. Those words have become cliche, but we have to rediscover their true meaning. The things that you and I take for granted, these attacks on our people are going to get remedied unless you participate and protect your freedoms. If you need a case study as to what happens when you don't, just have a look over at China. Have a look at what's happening in communist China right now. They're doing protests with blank placards. You know how over here in America, you know, if we were protesting on the conservative right, we'd be saying, protect our Second Amendment rights. They can't put anything on their placards. They're blank. Because if you speak out against the government, it's a crime in China. And there are Democrats and members of the press who want to make speaking free speech a crime in the United States. Look at what they're doing with Twitter, which we'll get into in this program. I want to talk about this with our guest, Gordon Chang. He's one of the leading experts on communist China. He's the author of The Great U.S.-China Tech War and the author of The Coming Collapse of China. And Gordon, I'm going to ask you to give your Twitter handle too. Well, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. It's at Gordon G. Chang.
At
GordonGChang.
Okay, at Gordon G. Chang. I'm glad to have you. I know you've got a trip planned here soon, and I was glad you could get us in under the wire. Look, let's detail what's happening over in China and why. The China zero China virus policy that they have is what's led to these rather draconian lockdowns. Explain.
Yes. Xi Jinping has established the most draconian lockdowns in the world, where people are actually welded into their apartments so they can't leave. And that was one of the reasons why people died on Thursday in the fire in Urumqi in northwestern China. Fire trucks couldn't get to the scene because of COVID rules, which ended up with blockades on the street. And also, there are reports that people were actually shut into their apartments, couldn't leave because their doors had been wired shut from the outside. It was reported that 10 died, but probably the toll is somewhere in the 40 or 50. And that sparked outrage in China spontaneously. No coordination, no leadership. People in streets across the country started to demand that the Communist Party leave, that Xi Jinping resign. This is stunning, Chris.
It is, and I want to detail the incident that seems to be the flashpoint of this that you're talking about. Folks, the draconian lockdowns, the Fauci-esque lockdowns, by the way, it was revealed that Fauci sent over an attaché over to China to see about their forced lockdowns and came back and said, yeah, we got to do that in the United States too. And so what it led to, Gordon Chang, was this building fire where people were literally burned alive because they couldn't get out of their homes because of the zero COVID policies. And when word of that spread, it was, if you'll pardon the pun, it spread like wildfire. And it seems to be the basis of this unrest. Is that fair to say?
That's certainly fair to say. And also, Chris, there is separately the COVID protests at the Apple iPhone factory in Zhengzhou, which started at the end of last month and continued through last week. And this was also because of the incredibly strict COVID measures. And so we have, you know, across Chinese society, for various reasons, Chinese people aren't going to put up with it anymore. You know, and you're right to talk about those people holding up those blank placards. But there are also people who on the streets were chanting, you know, down with the CCP, down with Xi Jinping. And that is even more bold because those people know that they are putting themselves at grave risk because the Chinese regime has 600 million surveillance cameras. You know, people argue whether it's 540 or 620. But the point is, they got a lot of surveillance cameras, they got a lot of facial recognition, thank you, Microsoft, and they have the ability to identify individuals and take them away.
It's a police state. It is a police state. And, you know, I find it revealing that, and this is communist and Democrat and left-wing folks in general, the reason why they are clamping down so hard, Gordon, is that they're afraid. They realize that they have been butchers. They realize that they have robbed people of human dignity and freedom for so many years. And the reason why they're clamping down is they realize if they lose control, that the members of the CCP will be the ones strung up. They'll be the ones who have the fury of the people unleashed upon them because of all the horrors they've done. So what you're seeing now is the CCP operating out of fear. They're afraid that they're going to have to pay the piper, and that's why they're clamping down so hard. Is that also a fair statement?
Absolutely right. And, you know, you're right to say something that nobody else is talking about, and that is this is going to get violent, and this is going to be, you know, members of the Communist Party, especially the senior leadership, they are, I think, afraid for their lives. And that, you know, leads to another thing. You know, our State Department told Americans in China, you know, stock up 14 days water and food and medicine. Well, I think the State Department should be telling Americans to leave China because China is no longer safe, and especially it's not safe for foreigners because Xi Jinping, to save himself, is going to try to direct the anger of the Chinese people away from himself towards foreign countries.
Sure.
And when they do that, the number one target is always the United States.
Of course. And well, you know what? The regime over here, the Biden regime, is highly supportive of Beijing and the Communist Party and the totalitarian boot that they put on the throat of the people. Gordon Chang is our guest right now, folks. The name of the books, The Great U.S.-China Tech War, and author of The Coming Collapse of China. How widespread, from your sources, are the protests? And we haven't seen anything quite like this since Tiananmen Square. Is it to that level?
Yeah, there were protests that sprung up all across China. Beijing, Shanghai, you know, big cities in the east, big cities in the south, but also in the west. Now, Tiananmen, 1989, there were protests in Beijing and about 370 other cities. So those were more widespread because those took months to develop. But the difference between 1989 and 2022 is that in 1989, almost no one called for the Communist Party to be overthrown. What they wanted was the party to get rid of some hardliners and to actually open up a little bit.
Yep.
But people bought into the notion that the Communist Party had a right to rule. Now, that's no longer true. We can hear it from the voices in the streets. And so this is now revolutionary, Chris, and that's why the Chinese leaders, as you point out, are afraid for their lives, and they should be.
Well, let's bring things back here to home, because I think this is also fair for me to say the response out of Washington, D.C. has been disgraceful. Here's John Kirby when asked by the American press, hey, what is Joe Biden's stance as it pertains to these protesters over in China? Listen to this.
I'm wondering, what is the president's reaction when he hears protesters in China chant freedom or Xi Jinping step down?
The president's not going to speak for protesters around the world. They're speaking for themselves.
So there's no reaction?
These protesters are speaking for themselves. What we are doing is making it clear that we support the right of peaceful protest.
See, a real American president, Gordon, would say, as an American president, we believe in liberty and freedom. And in America, we believe the people rule. But this current regime in Washington under the Democrat Party, they don't believe in those principles, those American principles. They believe more, in my opinion, that China's way is best. Am I reading that wrong?
Yeah. Kirby's statement yesterday and also Kirby's words and Biden's statement yesterday were really disheartening. I mean, if nobody is going to stand for freedom and democracy, if the United States doesn't stand for freedom and democracy, nobody will. And it's the job of the President of the United States to clearly and forcefully promote freedom and democracy. And we did not hear that yesterday. I mean, and this is not just about China. This is about around the rest of the world, because those words from Kirby and from President Biden were heard and seen by people. And this just shows that the United States, you know, and when the United States doesn't stand for its principles and for its values and its form of governance, the Chinese react to that,
yeah,
and they press the advantage. So this is not going to be good for us.
Right. No, true. And because the net effect is, it's a great propaganda tool to China to say, look, not even the so-called free American administration is condemning us. So we're right. So we're going to clamp down and we're going to kill and we're going to tame this protest in any way possible. And the massacres, I'm not even sure we'll get word of just how bad it's going to get from China. Last thing, I think it's kind of strange that our greatest hope here in the United States is this possible revolution, as you pointed out, Gordon, that's brewing in China, because as I pointed out this morning, the current regime in Washington, D.C. has no interest in bettering the United States, in promoting the United States, our liberty, our freedom, and our prosperity. That the best hope we have of not having China being the world's number one superpower is a revolution inside of China, because Washington, D.C. is not going to lift a finger to bring down China's totalitarian oppressive government. Isn't that a sad statement?
Yes. You know, when Biden, when he was running for president in 2020, campaigned on being the human rights president. But now we're finding, when it's regarding Iran or regarding China or anywhere else, the president doesn't stand with the people in the streets. And this is just wrong. Biden has this old view that you need to be nice to the Chinese leaders. You need to be nice to the Iranian leaders. No, you don't. You need to make it very clear that we stand for our rights, that we win, they lose, to use Ronald Reagan's important phrase.
Yep.
And unfortunately, we don't hear that from the Biden administration.
Gordon Chang, one of the leading experts on communist China, author of two great books, The Great U.S.-China Tech War and the coming collapse of China. Sir, I always appreciate the visit you give us here on the Salcedo Storm and the Salcedo Show.
I appreciate it, Chris, and so thank you very, very much.
And that's going to do it, my friends, for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Check out a couple of websites. First off, TexasScorecard.com. That's the big news in Texas. TexasScorecard.com. And if it's big news in Texas, it's big news in the United States. And folks, also check out ChrisSalcedo.com. Book me for a speech there. You can drop me an email, drop me a voicemail. You can track down the Chris Salcedo shows on Conservative Talk Radio, on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so it can be heard all over these United States. Also, the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax TV every afternoon, 4 o'clock until 5 Eastern Time. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.
Woo! This is Scott Starks with Georgetown Collision, serving Georgetown, Westlake, and Austin. 512-212-4991. In Texas, you have the right to choose any repair facility you want. Choose Georgetown Collision. Your insurance company will steer you to one of their network shops. Why? Because the network shops work for the insurance companies. At Georgetown Collision Center, we work for you. The network shops offer discounts to the insurance companies and often use cheap aftermarket parts in return for referrals. At Georgetown Collision, our number one priority is your safety and the quality of the repair, which is why we only use OEM parts on your vehicle. We offer a written lifetime warranty on all repairs, and we have a free concierge drop-off and pickup service in Georgetown, Westlake, Austin, and all surrounding areas. Call 512-212-4991 and tell us you heard us on iHeart, and I will waive your deductible. That's right, I will waive your deductible.
Did you say you'll waive my deductible?
Woo! I will waive your deductible. 512-212-4991.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.